Let's talk to Congressman here. This is a rather important situation that is developed. The small business loan amounts, you know, there was a three. Am I right here, Congressman Schneider, that $349 billion, that's what it'd be. That's a third, a little more than a third of $1 trillion was set aside for small business loans, and that's pretty much gone.
You're right. And, you know, let's go back to last month when we were pushing for this in the CARES Act at the House. Democrats in the House were pushing for $500 billion, and Mitch McConnell wanted a lower amount, so we settled on $349 billion. It went pretty fast because the demand is so incredibly high. So I've been talking to business owners in my district. I've been hearing from so many people, not just frustration, but in many cases despair. They are fighting day in, day out just for survival, and this money in many ways was a lifeline. So we need the SBA to execute and give clear guidance. We need to work with the banks to get more money out. But Congress has to get more money into the program as well.
How do we know that this money is going to people who it needs to go to? Because the big overarching inspector general has now been let go. Who's watching the henhouse here?
Great question. And this was a concern that we had. This is why Congress set up the inspector general system to oversee it. There are three elements that every program needs, in particular with this PPP program for small businesses. We need adequacy, enough money in the system to get to the businesses that they need. We need clarity and execution from the administration so the banks have the guidance they need to make the loans. And we need oversight to ensure that those who have gotten the loans are the ones we intended to. This is intended for small businesses, the Main Street companies, mom-and-pop shops, businesses that make up our communities. It shouldn't be going to large businesses or only those who have the best banking relationships. It needs to go to all small businesses to find who we are as a nation.
All right, Congressman Schneider, you are on the House Small Business Committee. And that's a big point that you just made, which is people who are getting loans, small businesses that are calling up the banks that they have relationships, are getting the loans faster than those who are calling up those same banks that don't necessarily have an existing relationship.
Absolutely. And one of the concerns that I have, and I'm not alone on this, is a lot of people don't have banking relationships. They're in communities where the banks aren't participating. They had the mom and pop businesses that maybe had a checking account but never had taken a loan before. And in part, it was the lack of clarity from the SBA that put these smaller businesses behind the eight ball. In part, it's the fact that banks are going to give their long-term best customers an early shot, and without sufficient funding, these small businesses are left holding the bag. So we need to get more money in there. We need to make sure that the SBA is giving that clear guidance. We need to have assurances that the unbanked and the less sophisticated borrowers are getting access to this, and that means we have to have oversight.
Was there guidance on this? Was there a specific rule about banks being required to lend to anybody regardless of their relationship?
That was the intention of Congress, but the SBA and their guidance has been less clear, and so it's left the banks in an uncertain position. And the banks don't want to be stuck giving out loans. There's a forgiveness aspect to these loans. The intention is that the businesses will bring back their employees. If they have the same number of employees after the crisis as before the crisis, these loans will be forgiven. But without the clarity of guidance from the SBA and the Treasury Department, the banks are worried that they'll be left holding the bag on these loans, and they don't want that either. That's why it's so important. Congress can provide the administration with responsibilities and authorities. We have our own responsibility in Congress to make sure there's money in. We provided $349 billion. We want to get the next $250 billion in there. But the administration has to execute on this, and we've seen problems there.
Okay.
The other piece is that go ahead.
How likely is that $250 billion new infusion?
I think we're going to see it. I'm confident. It's not a partisan issue. Democrats and Republicans both want to get this infusion. What we're pushing for is the Democrats in the House and Senate are pushing for is not just our small businesses. Our hospitals are struggling. The healthcare workers who are literally working day in, day out throughout the night, taking care of our neighbors. It's the local governments. Many of the municipalities in my district are starting to talk about having to lay off workers. Some have already started that, so we've got to get that money as well. So we need to have a whole government solution, and we need to look at it broadly across the needs of our whole nation. But also the other piece is this is going to go on for a while. So a number of my colleagues and I are pushing to create stabilizers so we don't have to keep coming back to Congress and having these negotiations with Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi going back and forth. But instead, we can have clarity so that we're going to provide the funds until the state of emergency is lifted.
Well, that would be could be potentially very, very expensive, though. Where is that money going to come from?
Well, we need to make sure that we're keeping these people at work. We've got to have testing is going to be key to get us back to working and get the economy open. Once the economy is open, we'll start seeing people stand up. But until then, we can't let people starve. We can't let cities go bankrupt. Well, we can't let the hospitals shut down and not be there to take care of people who get
okay.
sick.
All right, Congressman, I understand what you're saying, but if I'm a small business guy and I come to you or I come to the bank and I say, listen, I need the small business loan, this PPP, I expect to keep all my employees, and then that will be forgiven, but that guy's money is going to run out. That small business owner's
right.
money is going to run out in 6 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever it is, and then he may have to lay off those employees, and then that becomes a loan?
So that's why we want to create the stabilizer so that the PPP program will be available to that business, to our small businesses for the duration of the crisis. So, you know, the idea of PPP was to help employees by going through their employers. Separately, and this is something I'm working on as well, is trying to provide money to the businesses in the form of a loan that would allow them to do the strategic investments they need to make. Whether it is a factory that needs to realign their manufacturing floor to allow for social distancing, or a restaurant that has to restructure its insides to allow for social distancing.
Right.
You know, when we get back up and running, it's going to be a very different format than it was before, and these businesses need to be able to make the investments today. Retail businesses that have to start buying for their fall and spring season. Manufacturers who need to bring in the products so they can produce for the fall and spring. All of that takes capital. And so while PPP is critically important to help with paying employees, maintaining rents, et cetera, we also have to help these businesses have access to the capital they need to plan for their future.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry to keep harping on this, but I have to. I just wanted to make sure that small business owners who are listening right now understand that if they take this PPP money and they spend it on their employees, and then on the other side of that, when they've run out of money, if there's no other money available to them, that PPP money is not going to be treated as a loan. It's going to be forgiven because that's what they're signing up for. That's what they're expecting.
Right. The commitment is that when we get to the other side, if they had 10 employees before and they have 10 employees after, it doesn't necessarily have to be the same employees or the same number of employees.
Well, but No. That's not my question. When the money runs out, though, they may have to let those 10 employees go. So if it's 6 weeks after their money has run out and there's no other federal money coming, is that going to become a loan or is that going to be or will that be forgiven because they held out as long as they possibly could?
No, I hear you, and that's some of the clarity we need from the SBA and Treasury. The marking dates, although not 8 weeks from now, is when the state of emergency is lifted, and at that point, when they get back up and running, bringing back the same number of employees they had before the crisis started last month.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time, sir.